This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review heard on the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Randy Chrisman, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner. Chrisman talks about the diversity of energy that's happening throughout the Bakken. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Randy Chrisman, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner, right here on the Mondak Oilfield Review.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota, is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies. Up next, Randy Chrisman, North Dakota Public Service Commission.
What's going on with coal?
Well, I think it's a lot of times confusing, because there's really two answers to that. If you're talking about coal nationally, it's a completely different answer than when you're talking about North Dakota lignite coal.
That's true. That is
and
true.
It's just two completely different ball games. Nationally, most of our coal is a much better coal, much better quality coal. However, it's nowhere near population centers, and so it has to be transported all over the country. And at that point, it becomes far less efficient. That coal, nationally, primarily Wyoming and Montana, mm-hmm. but also Pennsylvania, West Virginia, that is declining rapidly and would be declining much more rapidly, except for they are shipping quite a bit more overseas. The countries that point to us as putting up too much CO2 into the atmosphere are buying our coal and building power plants and becoming more efficient manufacturers than us in some cases. Now, North Dakota coal is really a different answer. It's a less quality coal, and because of that, years ago, it was already seen that you can't afford to ship this stuff all over the country. So in order to make it work, years ago, they built this model where you build the power plant right by the coal mine and build electric transmission lines to get the power out, as opposed to railing coal to the population center. So we have a network of electric transmission lines, we have our coal plants, and they are so efficient because you're not railing coal all over the country that when it comes to baseload power, and I, in most conversations, add nuclear in with the coal.
To listen to the full-length interview with Randy Chrisman, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. From the staff at the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.